entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to the Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. We got a treat for you today, Sunday, July 19th. So get ready, everybody. I hope your summer's going well. Mine is amazing. We've got sex talk tonight. We've got music tonight. We've got birthdays to shout out to. We've got stories to talk about. Let's talk about sex, but before we talk about that, I gotta say hi to Irene, hi to Liana, Gina, Agatha, Nikki, and Lily. Hey y'all, shout outs there. We've got music tonight from Billy Dorch coming up, so stay tuned. You've heard that song Breathe before. We've got an exclusive Shaquita song tonight. Her birthday's coming up. Speaking of birthdays, everybody, happy birthday to Erica, Shauna Camp, my girl, Maria. Those birthdays are today, so happy birthday, you three. To Brenda Ruben Singer, check out his website, rubensinger.com, great designer. To Jamar, Amelia, Robert, Karen, and of course the divine Miss Shaquita's birthday is coming up. Wow, I just had to take a deep, deep breath and an exhale because we're going to talk about sex all night and play some music in between. I've got my co-host, Dr. Tamara, who just got back from Alaska where there's more men than there is grass, and my friend Jackie. We got everyone on the line tonight. We're going to have a fun show. But before we continue with that show, and I love the laugh of Tamara, I've got to tell you all, if you're in New York and you want to see the most outrageous, most sexual, most provocative, most insane, amazing party, go to the Grace Hotel Wednesday nights. The party is called Drip. So you can just imagine what it is about. Speaking of sex and love, I saw my friend Anne Berlin's play, amazing play called Love Stinks. Fun play. Great song. She talked about Twitter. Speaking about Twitter, you can Twitter me, maxtucci.com on Twitter. That's my website. You can Twitter me on Twitter at twitter.com/maxtucci. We want your questions tonight. We're going to open up the lines tonight. 323-203-0815. Facebook me. Whatever you got to do. Get in touch with us tonight because we want to answer your questions. I've got to just relax a minute because I'm so excited for this show tonight. I am like a Cracker Jack waiting to explode. Or maybe a dick waiting to explode. So, Tamara, welcome to the show. Speak about that.
Oh, speaking of explosions, Max, you are so cool. Thank you, baby.
Now, you just got back from Alaska.
Oh, my God, Max, it was the ultimate, the ultimate. One of the things we did was take this helicopter ride to these glaciers, and I am telling you, I saw an opening in front of this one glacier that looked like the vagina of God.
Oh, well,
I mean,
hello.
It was incredible. Oh, my Lord, it was beautiful.
Was the interior pink?
No, you know what? You know, if it was pink, for sure. It would be advertised as the vagina of God. But no, you know what? It should have been pink, but it was blue. And it was gorgeous. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, you know what? We've got my friend Jackie in the house. So you know what? I want, because I know we're going to put some music on tonight, too. So before we play music, some great songs coming up, everybody. Breathe, one of my favorite songs. Tamara, you remember we played that before on the show by Billy Dorch. He's going to be calling in, too. So just in a little bit, we're going to play his song, and he's going to call in afterwards. But I've got to tell you all, Jackie, are you here with us? I know Jackie's in the house. She's going to talk
to us. I'm here, guys. Hi.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi,
I've got Jackie standing by because Jackie is my co-host tonight, and she's totally helping me out with so many things because we have so many Twitter questions. Now, Jackie Jack, what's up? Welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. How are you?
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So guess what, Jackie? We need our Twitter questions. So what has Jackie hacked into my Twitter account, and she's got questions right off the bat because we've been promoting the show all day. So give me some sex questions for Dr. Tamara here.
We got some good ones tonight. The first one is coming from a Phyllis, and she asks, when are you considered a born-again virgin?
Wow, when are you considered a born-again virgin? I think that that takes place in your mind, and it happens every time you want it to. So basically, when you just are fresh, even if you're in a long-term relationship or with someone brand new, it can be like the first time every time when you just open your heart and allow whatever is inside to come forth to breathe down their spine and up your spine. I believe that every time can be like the first time. You know, that really you, and it's a mental thing, you know, because physically we can experience several people in our lifetime or very few people. And I think
or
it's
no
just
one at all.
Or no one at all.
Well, you know what? Let me just make a disclaimer real quick. Sorry, Tamara and Jackie, but you know what? If you've got kids in the room, I strongly suggest that you get them out because we're going to be talking some vulgar stuff here tonight. And also, if you think that your ears are too virgin to hear us speak, then put the volume up because we want to totally fuck them tonight. On that note, the question for Phyllis was, when are you a born-again virgin? I say when your pussy's so tight you can't pee anymore. Yeah, it hurts. That's when you know. you like my disclaimer, my little disclaimer, Tamara?
Oh my God, I love it. That reminds me of putting food on someone's asshole and licking it off. If you want to taste
you gotta
better.
Get the Nutella. I'm telling you, we had that caller 2 weeks ago. I missed you last week, but we had the caller 2 weeks ago asking about like my boyfriend won't eat my ass. I was like, dude, put some Nutella on it. You never know what would happen, right? And so, Phyllis, thank you for that question. We appreciate it. Did you want to elaborate any more, Tamara, on that, or do you want to move on to our next question? Because we've got so many.
Oh, my God, that's great. Well, you know, Madonna came out with a song, you know, Like a Virgin. And I think she's had a few people, and yet she can still come back to that place where it can be like the first time anytime. And I think it takes place mentally first.
There you go. All right, Jackie, what's the next question we have for our Twitter friends tonight? Do we have one more?
Our next question comes from a Josh. And he asks, is it possible for a woman to be allergic to cum?
Yes. You know, that's a very good question, and it's so rare, but it is very true. And boy, that really sucks when that happens. So one of the things you want to do is really just take some precautions and using condoms and things like that, because I mean, you know, being able to come is just one of the most explosive, as we were talking about earlier, wonderful experiences around sex. But when you're allergic to it, the after effects of that can be pretty itchy and, you know, irritating and painful. And then there's certain creams that you can use and do. In fact, one of my co-hosts on another radio show, that was actually her issue. And bless her heart, she didn't mind talking about it on the air, and you know, she shared that. And so they just took precautions, and they still enjoy a wonderful, fulfilling sex life. But that's one of the things, is you just don't want to have that spillage, you know, on any of the vulva, the surrounding genital area, because it will be irritating. But there are creams and there are things that you can do to correct that and maintain it. So bless your heart. If you're allergic, I'm so sorry. Let's just send them love.
Well, you know, you're very kind, Tamara, and I love to be kind too. But you know what? Maybe God is trying to tell you something. Because if the girl's allergic to your, maybe you need to find another one. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes we've got to read below the lines.
Sure. And there's that. Then there's that. Or, you know? Yeah, exactly.
All right. I just got, you know what? Do whatever you got to do. But here's another question we got. Ask if there's any way. I just got this on instant message. No, not an instant message. I got this on my T-Mobile sidekick. So everyone check out T-Mobile.com because I get texts here. Ask if there's any way to make the amount of cum that you ejaculate increase in amount.
Yes, absolutely there is. Just don't ejaculate for long periods of time.
And protein shakes. Isn't that like an old myth?
I think that's a myth. But one of the things, if you do want to increase the amount of your cum, is that you have long periods of time where you don't cum. You know, really, it's a buildup.
And then watch out, then put a raincoat on.
Lord Jesus, absolute rubber sheets.
How does
they praise Jesus?
I don't know, praise him, bless him, whatever you gotta do, but oh my God. You know, it's like, here we are, it's 11:11, and this show has just gone from like happy birthday to like, I don't even know where it's gone, but that's why I love LA Talk Radio. So everyone, mm-hmm. tune into latalkradio.com any time of the day, because there's great shows going on. This one tonight, I just feel like, you know what, I'm bringing you so much sex talk, because every time I do it, we just get great, great questions. We get great listeners. We get so many things going on. We get interactive, and that's what it's about. And it's a safe forum. So you know what? I'm always going to give the disclaimer that if you want to have sex, whoever you have sex with, make sure it's safe if you don't know them. And if you do know them, go get tested. There's so many places. And there's clinics now where you can get answers in 5 minutes. Sex is a beautiful thing. Don't fuck it up by sipping with someone you don't know. Right, Tamara?
Absolutely,
or do, honey. You know, just take care of yourself, because we got one life to live, and it'll just be an awful thing to lose your life because you literally fucked it up. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure. Absolutely,
so,
honey.
All right. So with that aside, I've got people listening, and they're like, Max has lost his mind. I just got a text message. They're like, you lost your mind tonight. But I'm just so happy because we haven't had Tamara on last week. So I'm like, it's like I'm getting that sexual frustration out, Tamara. So
oh, honey, bring it on. Oh, I love that.
Now, Jackie, we've got another song. We've got another question, don't we? Shoot away, Jackie, with the question.
We have more questions. We ready?
Wait, Jack, I want, like, what's your, do you have any, like, response to any of these questions, like, so far? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to just read them off?
Should I read them off? I'm sorry, there's an echo.
Yeah, read off the question, then you can answer. All right, read it off, and then you get to answer it first. How's that?
Does cum have any benefits, health benefits? So I've actually heard that if you swallow cum, that it burns calories. Are those all myths, or is there some truth to that?
Honey, that's a great question. I'll let you know, it just in the normal load of an ejaculate, there's about 35 calories in just an average size load. So, any like medicinal properties, kind of like something that is like good, like protein for your body, there's actually no harm to your body, but I don't think there's any empirical data that proves like it does something for you. However, I know that there are several men that would probably love to argue that if you rubbed it on your face or you rubbed it on your body, that it's supposed to make your skin really supple and beautiful and glowing and all of those things. So I think it goes back to like, you know, the idea about aphrodisiacs. That's really like a myth too. There's nothing that increases your libido. However, they have done tests. There is a tree in Africa that in its bark has been known to produce higher states of your libido, but that's some tree in Africa. But for the most part, like oysters, or, you know, different things that you can imagine that people have said are green M&Ms. You know, I mean, if psychologically it turns you on, use it. Because really, the most important sex organ we have is in our mind. So if you think that cum, if you think that cum has great, beneficial health factors for you, go for it. I mean,
you know, I've got to tell you, Tamara, I saw a show on HBO once, you know, the real sex that they have. And they were talking about, this was true. I mean, they've done studies that actually women in Japan, you know, it's like those, mm-hmm. they get a little freaky, but they've used semen, okay, on their eyelashes, and it's actually strengthened the eyelash and made them grow more.
Oh, wow. That is so cool.
And, like, they literally put it on with an eye.
They use it for wrinkles.
Really?
You know what? The bottom line is use it. All right, Jackie, what's another question we got?
What is the best way to give a blowjob?
With your mouth.
That's a very good question. Yeah, really. Yeah, don't use your ear. A great way to give a blowjob is the number one most important thing psychologically to gear yourself up for is to have an amazing amount of enthusiasm. Okay? Because your guy's going to know if you're into it or if you're not. And if you really come to that space where you're touching someone, I mean, orally, you've got them in your mouth, you are just drinking them into yourself and really using that as an opportunity to gift them with your body, with your mouth, with your saliva, and you use rhythm and pressure consistently. One of the most important things you don't want to do is stop. Okay. You don't want to talk about your day. You don't want to be thinking about anything else but being absolutely 100% present and working it and moving your mouth in rhythm with what you've actually watched him do. I suggest this strongly. Watch them masturbate prior to you giving them oral sex, because watch where their hands are. Watch the way they move, because that they know their bodies. That is the rhythm that turns them on the most. So watch, learn, observe, be very vigilant in what turns them on. Use your tongue, use your hands. If you don't like it going really far back in the back of your throat, choke like the bottom part, the base of the penis, and it makes them feel like you're being deep-throated. One of the most important things that if you need to take a breath, if you need to take a break, you keep moving your hand. Don't stop with the rhythm. Whatever
you
do,
what,
you
get... Sarah, you have just set it up, girl, because take a breath is exactly what we're going to do, because you know what? There is just so much going on right now. So we're going to take a deep breath. And with that deep breath, Sam, can we get Billy Dorch song Breathe On, please, so that everyone can just take a deep breath right now, because it's too hot to handle this show. Max on Friends and LA Talk Radio. So we're giving you a break real quick. Here's Breathe, everyone, on LA Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
I think I've been afraid of changing. Stop me from growing. Never really knew how to let go. Never really thought I needed to though. So I'm going with the tides and seasons of these days. You can't run from yourself for very long. You can't run.
Everybody, and that was Billy Dorch before with the song Breathe. So Billy, what's up? We got you on the show here at To The Max and Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, we're back. How you doing?
Good. Well, I'm so glad we had this song, because we had to take a break, man, because it was getting hot up in here. We had so much sex talk on, and that's like the perfect song. So what's going on with you, man?
I wanted to say thank you. I've never had a blowjob introduced myself before, so that's a first.
Oh. Absolutely, sweetheart.
There's a lot of firsts on here on Max and Friends. But listen, Billy, where can people find you?
Actually, you can go directly to my website, BillyDortch, D-O-R-T-C-H, .com, and you can find me on iTunes also. And you can listen to a few of my songs on my website and then find me if you like me on iTunes.
Absolutely. Now, one of your songs just got picked up by Logo, I heard, right?
Yeah, actually, the song that you just heard, Breathe, there's a music video shot for it, which is really done amazingly well. It tells an awesome story about the times that we're living in right now in our country. And that will start airing on Logo in 2 weeks.
Awesome. Well, you know what? We're going to have you back on the show when we have like a dedicated full hour to you, because you've got some great songs. So I look forward to having you back on. Thanks so much for calling in. Your song, Breathe, is awesome. We play it here often on Max and Friends. So thanks again for that great song.
Oh, my gosh. Right. Can I just say it to Max?
Yeah, Tamara, say whatever you want. You don't have to go yet.
Billy, I just wanted to say how grateful I am for you bringing this song to the world, because I am telling you, to breathe like that and to just pause, take that moment in the hearing of your song, it's like taking God into you. And to breathe like that causes us to stop and remember that we're all a part of God. And it's beautiful what you've done. And I'm just in awe at your talent and your gifts. And I just want to personally thank you for, you know, gifting us with your talent.
Well, I've gotten a really good response from it. I've actually gotten an email on MySpace about a guy who told me that it basically saved his life, literally. We can talk about that next time. But yeah, just, you know, the response that people feel the song makes me feel really happy. So thank you.
Oh, honey, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Billy. Well, we're definitely going to have you back on, and Tamara's going to be here with me, so we can ask you all the questions we want.
Yeah.
But until then, have a great night. Congratulations with your song, Breathe, on Logo. And stay tuned, everyone, to Billy, because he's going to be bringing you some hot music, because I've heard some of it. So, Billy, we'll talk to you real soon, all right?
All right, bye, guys. Thank you.
Have a great night.
Bye.
All right, everyone. If you want to call in, the number here is 323-203-0815. We've got our sex doctor in the house tonight, Dr. Tamara. We had Jackie. We just had a little bit of a, I don't know, a hiccup, I guess, you know?
I think
the network got too hot, and, you know, you start talking about sex, and things start just breaking out on us. But
exactly.
You know what?
Oh. We're sizzling.
I'm here, like, sweating already. I'm like, I'm not even having sex, and I'm sweating. I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on? But anyway, we got a caller on. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa from L.A.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi,
from
Lisa.
L.A. What's your question?
Okay, here's my question. Can someone masturbate too much?
No.
You know, there. Bless your heart. Thank you so much for asking that. There's only a problem if it impedes into your daily functioning, like being able to feed yourself, be able to support yourself. You know, then it becomes a problem. But otherwise, absolutely not. I mean, I think it's wonderful to be able to check in with yourself often in that regard. I think it's just a way of just soothing your soul and just calming your anxieties and just saying, I love my body.
Okay, that's really good to know.
Say real quick, you know what? This is my thing. I think if you think you're masturbating too much, I think you know if you get swollen. Like, if it comes to the fact that it hurts and you're swollen, get some ice, cool it off, and then resume. Does that answer your question?
That does answer my question. I really appreciate that. And it doesn't impede my daily life.
Oh,
all right. Well, do you have another question while we have you on? Because you just sound so fun.
Yeah.
Here's something with the. Well, I'll stay with the cooling theme. Is there any danger in putting in like a ice cube that's like penis shaped?
Oh, honey, that can be so erotic. Are you kidding me? That is absolutely wonderful. I mean, we're supposed to be drinking lots of water. Why not put it in other places? You know?
All right.
That's wonderful. It'll probably melt fast.
Let me make a suggestion, too. Why don't you get – love being creative. I'm an Aquarius. You know what? Why don't you get some food dye, add it to that dick mold you have, and then you can have a variety of colors. Put some flavor in soup and suck on it, too.
There you go.
That's
just make sure it's not
good ice pop.
There you
just
go.
Just make sure there's not any sugar in it, because sugar will cause yeast infection. So,
oh, there
I don't
you
want
go.
That.
All right, so make sure it's kosher is the question, is the answer.
There you go.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
I'm a nice Jewish girl. It has to be kosher.
All right. Well, you nice Jewish girl, Lisa, thank you so much for calling. Great, great questions. I can't even speak. I'm getting tongue-tied just thinking about it. So on that note, have a great night. And you know what? Stay happy, stay healthy, stay horny.
Okay, I shall. Have a good evening, you guys.
I think that's my new quote. My new quote is stay happy, stay healthy, stay horny. How do you like that, Tamara?
Oh, honey, I love those H's. That's perfect.
Right? They were great. Oh, my God. You know what? I like to cook, so I always bring a food aspect into sex. And not necessarily I bring it in. I could talk the talk, but I can't walk the walk. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm hearing you, brother.
But anyway, so moving along. You know what, Tamara? We have another question from Twitter, okay? And the Twitter question is there a way to have surgery to reduce my areolas? That's like a medical doctor question.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Take it.
Absolutely there is. Oh my gosh, there's cosmetic surgery for any and everything. Absolutely you can. And especially if that's something that has been like a self-conscious thing, because it probably won't bother anybody else but you.
But you. That's right.
So if that is the one thing that's going to increase your self-esteem and make you feel sexier than ever, then I would say go for it. But otherwise, it's mostly just within you and a psychological thing within you. Because I've heard of women who are doing cosmetic surgery with their labia, you know, just like puffing up their outer lips and adding collagen. And, you know, it's amazing, you know, what the extent, the length that, you know, people will go to. But what's most important is if you deal with the internal reasons of why you're doing that, really get in touch with your own self-esteem. And it's not to say, you know, don't go ahead and do it, because if it stems from you just adding to what is already great, I say go for it. But if you think it's going to add to something that you just feel like you're just a piece of shit about, it's not going to do anything for you, even if you get your areolas, you know, cosmetically enhanced or decreased or whatever.
You know what I want to say too? Go online, because I'm sure there's a fetish with guys who like big areolas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Google areola lovers. You know what? Embrace them, because God gave them to you for a reason. I'm not into changing anything. I think you got it, flaunt it, and you know what? Embrace it, because you know what? You're going to have a scar there, and if you don't like your areola, you're going to hate your scar, not unless you're into that thing. But you know what? I opt to saying, leave them alone. You have them. You're beautiful. God created us in His image. That's what it says. So you know what? They're perfect. And that's what I say. And you know what? Look in the mirror and just say, I love myself and I love my areolas. And you'll be fine. And you're going to find some guy that will lick every inch of them. Okay? Or girl for that matter. But that's what I have to say. All right. Other than that, that was a great question. And you know what? It really, I think, it more stems to do with psychologically than with,
Yeah, because Max, I love what you said, is that you're perfect just the way God created you. And there's going to be somebody that's going to be digging exactly what you got going on.
Yeah, I hear. You know what? There is a fetish for everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So on that note, we just got an insane question. And I'm like, I love to say them, but I'm not even putting this question out there because it's just too insane. But
honey, bring it up.
That's going to keep you guessing. But we've got a caller, so we're going to bring the caller on. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends to the Max with Max and Tamara. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Emily.
Hi, where are you calling from? What's your question?
Okay, I was really sick a couple weeks ago, and my sister told me that if I masturbated, that it actually helped clear up my congestion. And I did it, and it actually worked. And I didn't know if anyone knew that.
Honey, that's wonderful. You know, another thing that masturbation clears up is if you've got any kind of headache going on,
yes,
especially like migraines, you know, and I can imagine that it would absolutely help your congestion and all of that, because what it does is it pulls the blood from your head down to the genital areas, and it just stimulates everything, and it causes for whatever white blood cells that are going after those things, after those infections, and it's clearing it up even faster. So you're absolutely right.
I couldn't believe it. Honestly, I really couldn't believe it. I started laughing at my sister because I was like, you're crazy. But she's a crazy person anyway.
Sure.
Could you actually help me with my dog?
Okay. We'll try.
Well, okay, my dog's a female, but she's having, I don't know if she's having an identity crisis, but she's basically humping anything and everything that she sees and from all different angles, and it's really awful. And I don't know if she's getting that from me and if she's feeling my sexual frustrations or if it's her own deal or...
Well, you know how sensitive dogs are. They're very sensitive to their owners. They're sensitive to us. And yes, they will pick up on whatever frustrations you have, whatever, you know, excitements you have, whatever joy you have. Your dog is really an extension of you. So what is beautiful is...
extremely frustrated.
Okay, well, hello. And here it is coming out in your baby. Okay, so what's important, honey, is that you don't... you allow your dog to be able to do that. One of the things you don't want to do is be frustrated like, oh my God, I can't believe my dog is doing this. Honey, get her, him, whatever sexy he or her is, get her a pillow. Get her a stuffed animal that she knows
I tried. She tore apart.
Okay. Well, get something maybe a little more durable, you know, something that can't be ripped apart, something that she can just go to town on. And, sweetheart, celebrate it. Celebrate every time she masturbates and go, good girl. And you
can
know.
I tell you guys a really funny masturbation story?
Okay.
It's kind of creepy and weird at the same time. So I masturbate probably about, like, twice a day. And my dog, when she's about 2 years old, and when I first got her, you know, she always wanted to sit on my bed and sleep with me, so she would sit next to me and stuff, you know? Now, as I'm doing this, you know, she's not doing anything any other dog would do. She's just sitting there. And then all of a sudden, as I'm lying down watching TV, about an hour later, she jumps on my arm, and I see that she's lying on my arm. Then I realize that she notices that I please myself with my hands, and she's a horny dog. And all of a sudden, I realized that she's trying to hump my hand.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You have no idea. It's really funny, though, because she sits there, and she just expects you to do something. You're like, get away from me.
Wow.
Well, you know what? Caller, Emily, I think this is hysterical. But you know what? I think your dog needs to get some. There's a remedy stuff out there called, like, I don't even know what it is, but it calms them down. And give your dog some of that remedy because, or just if you feel uncomfortable with it, I don't even know what to say. Throw your dog off the bed. But it sounds like your dog is a sex fiend. But anyway, Tamara, this was so funny. All right. Well, here we go. You know what? We've got so much sex talk. We want your calls. Call us in at 323-203-0815 on LA Talk Radio. By the way, this show goes into archives, so you can check it out at www.latalkradio.com. Go to the Max, and you can hear Max and friends and Tamara and everyone. But you know what, Tamara? I've got to get a glass of water, and this is the perfect time because I want to set up a song. Shaquita's birthday is coming up. You know what? We love Shaquita.
Oh, we
and
do.
She did this song. It's the. Oh, by the way, I just got my producers told me that it's called Box Rescue Remedy. And you can give it to your dog and it'll calm your dog down. It's natural. Thank you for that. GNC sells it. You see, we're up to the minute. But anyway, Shaquita's birthday is coming up. It's going to be this Saturday. She's got a party coming up. This is a song that I absolutely love. The song is called Barcelona. And Shaquita is the most incredible opera singer. Go to myspace.com/ Shaquita Music. Check out this song, download it, love it. You're going to hear it here tonight on Max and Friends and To The Max on LA Talk Radio. Sam, let's get Barcelona playing. I need to get a drink of water. We'll be right back.
This perfect dream, this dream was me and you. I want all the world to see a miracle sensation, my guide and inspiration. Now my dream is slowly. Gentle breeze, the bells are ringing out, they're calling.
That was the climax of this show. How incredible was that, Tamra?
Baby, that's like being in the choir of angels. I mean, okay. How transcendent is that?
That was, like, this show just had an orgasm, and Shaquita sang for us. Now, let me tell everyone who's out there listening for your first time, if you don't know Shaquita, that song was actually sang with Chan Harris. And Shaquita, everybody, is a man who's... Mm-hmm. A drag queen who's New York's famous drag queen, Shaquita, who has been on this show so many times, who has this party on Wednesday nights. She's a man singing operatically the female voice, which she was trained at Juilliard. The song is amazing. Thank you so much, Shaquita, for letting us play Barcelona, because you just brought Max and Friends an orgasm right here on LA Talk Radio. Wasn't that incredible?
Oh, baby. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, very orgasmic, just like you
totally said. And that,
mm-hmm.
like that, once you get to that high octave, it's just like, oh my God. Like that is an orgasm. If you can get that, mm-hmm. that range of singing when you're in bed with someone, keep them, hold on to them, and don't ever lose them, because they brought you to where you need to be.
Absolutely. It's invoking. Yeah, no, it's just, it's like invoking a choir of bliss in you and your partner. It's like fucking them to God.
Oh, and you know what I say? Where you need to be is here every Sunday night, 8 o'clock in L.A., 11 in New York. Figure out your times everywhere else on L.A. Talk Radio, Max and Friends, because only here you're going to be able to talk about sex and have opera in the same show. I mean,
yeah.
Let's just be real for a minute. Oh, my God. All right, well, anyway, we've got another question. So we've got a great question. If you want to call in, we've got just a few more minutes left. Call us on 323-203-0815. Here we go. The question is, Max, I love your show. I love Tamra. She always brings a smile to my face, as do you. My question might be a little gross, but is there a way that I can fuck my girlfriend in the ass even though I have a piercing in my dick? Oh, my God. Sorry, everybody. I'm just reading what's in front of me.
All righty, then. Absolutely. Well, you know how much we love jewelry. I'm not so sure in the ass is the best place that we could be showing that off. But, here's the deal. Anything anally, you want to go really, really slow, use lots of lube, especially if you've got any extra, you know, piercings, any extra jewelry. Basically what you want to do is just be so tender and so, so gentle in massaging the anus and opening and creating an opening that's able to not only receive you, but anything else you could be wearing. Okay. So that's one of the things, is you want to test that out with your finger. You want to do some rimming, do some massaging, take it very, very, very slow. And there's an extraordinary amount of trust that needs to take place in between the two of you, especially with the jewelry. Listen to her moans, listen to her words. Watch and follow her body language. You'll know if it's too much, if she's wincing away or moving, you know, just further away from you. If she's pulling herself into you, you know it's okay. So what she'll do is she'll push back into you, which is an invitation for you to push forward. And so you can keep going and go as deep as she is allowing, but her body will give you the clues as to what's really okay.
You know what? I love how you tackle these questions because I have a simple answer to that. All I say, Tamara, you know what? Instead of asking us, ask her.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's, wow. But Tamara, you just tackle them. You're a pro, girl. Oh my God.
Oh, you bring it out in me, baby.
You know, well, here we go. But anyway, everyone, I'm so glad y'all tuned in because this show has just gone from amazing to amazing to amazing. And if you've been offended by it, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to offend you, but you know what? Sex is something for me and you. Sex is something that we should do, but do it responsibly. You know what
and
I'm talking about?
And it's the reason about? We're all here.
Hello. But you know what? I got to thank Jackie. We lost her before, and there's just been so many callers calling in or whatever the reason is. But Jackie, thanks so much for being a part of the show earlier. And we thank you for going on Twitter and getting those questions for us. We got to say thanks to Jackie. But, oh my God, Tamara. So you know what?
Yeah.
On that note, I'm just so happy that we're here. I'm so happy that everyone tuned in. Sex is an amazing concept. It's an amazing thing. I mean, it's fun. Have fun with it, but be responsible. So anyway, I'm saying that too much. But Tamara, anything on the plate for you this week?
Oh my goodness. Yes. I have a couple book proposals that I have to have prepared for a new publishing house that's considering me. So I'm going to be really busy with that and, definitely masturbating in between. So, I've got a full week.
Got a full week planned ahead. And I always say about masturbation, why do for yourself what others can do for you? You know what I mean? It's like, hello, goodbye. But you know what? Speaking about your books coming out, I've got vodka coming out. So we've got a new vodka line coming out. And I always say drink responsibly. Summer's here. Please don't drink and drive because I want to see you all in the fall. And I want you to be tuning in to hear us every Sunday night on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio because it's sad. Don't drink and drive, people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, Max, what is the name of the vodka line that we're going to be looking
for? I love that you asked me, but I can't tell you yet because you know what? If I tell you, then the surprise is gone. So until it's launched, I won't be able to say anything. So I'm a cock tease. I'm a total tease. Okay?
Oh, I like it. Tease me. So,
you know what I mean? I'll tease you, baby.
Love it.
We just got someone who instant messaged me that said they love it, that you work and masturbation are what's going on for Tamara this week. And you know what, Tamara? I think you and everyone else has the same schedule. But, yeah, you know what? My statement last year during the summer on the show was, I always come up with my phrases, you know, but I always say, don't drink and drive. Stay over at your friend's house because you never know who may become your next lover.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then you wake up to talk about it. So,
honey, isn't now, that awesome?
Don't you love that? I want your tip of the week, Tamara. What's your tip of the week?
Let's see. My tip of the week is going to have to be to stay open. Who knows? Lightning could strike.
That's right. All right. That's a great tip.
At any given moment, you know, seriously, I mean, love is all around us. And I'm telling you, just within this last week, I had so much love zapping me from every corner of the world. I met one of my new best friends. She lives in Florida and we hit it off. It's like we were separated at birth. And that's because I was open. And I'm telling you, lightning struck and it was a beautiful thing. And it made me so happy to be alive. I couldn't believe it. It's really about connecting soul to soul with people that just ignite you like nobody's business.
And you know what? We had our girl on, Elizabeth. She's my astrologer, a karmic relationship person. Total karmic relationship you have with this girl. If you want to hear more about karmic relationships, go to my archives. You could hear Liz talk all about it because it's something that's really legitimate, and I think it's really true.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there is some soul connection with me and this sweet girl that, I mean, I'm telling you, we finished each other's sentences. We came up with our own, language and she's nasty and great and spiritual and wonderful all wrapped in one. And we just had a hoot. I mean, we had so much fun just playing off of each other like you and I do. I mean, it's so energizing when you get with like-minded people that just play with you and we just titillated each other's intellect like
titillate.
Like,
I love that word. But you know what? Speaking of titillating, it's almost time to wrap up. But you know what? I've got to tell everyone because people don't know this. I have actually never met Tamara. She is on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. You see, I'm always bringing food into things. I'm on the East Coast. We've never met, and we just have this connection. So I'm really thankful that that connection was brought to us by Rocco from Fashion News Live. So check out Fashion News Live. Check out TamaBowman.com. Check out MaxTucci.com. Check out Twitter.com. Check out Facebook.com. And as always, check out Delta.com if you need to go anywhere, because they're the ones that bring you to where you need to go. And where we need to go is bye-bye, because the show is almost over. So, Tamara, I love you. Thanks so much for being here.
I love you, baby.
I just moan for me. I love all you guys listening. So Tamara, your tip of the week, stay open, people. My tip of the week, you know what it is? Where you are now is where you are supposed to be. So I hope next Sunday you choose to be here too, everyone, on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, because Tamara's going to be back. I'm going to be back, and we've got a fun show planned ahead. And always go to twitter.com/MaxTucci and Twitter me your questions. On that note, Tamara, let's wish everyone a wonderful weekend, and where we're going to take life, to the max.
To the max, baby.
Good night, everyone. Wrap it up, Sam.
You're listening to the Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.